there's been polls in America that showed 88% of Americans support it. And what's funny is when you really probe deep into that, you realize that it's probably an equal percent of Americans have never even been on a high-speed train. And but yet they still support it because it sounds good. They see it on video. They see it in the movies or whatever. And, you know, they're fed up with the airlines and all their nonsense and how hard it is to get around by airplane or by car. And we don't have that third option. People think the Acela is high speed, which it's not. If they're against it, they assume, oh, well, Amtrak, that's, you know, 100 years ago falling apart. Why would we invest billions of dollars into more of a crummy rail system like we have? So there's all kinds of confusion and misinformation out there in terms of what this really is. But what's funny is even given all that, you know, confusion and lack of true knowledge, there still is high support for this without even a system built yet. So that's why we're working really hard to help get the Florida one underway, so at least we have one in this country that people can actually go see. And then we think that it will snowball from there once there's one up and running. Right now, it's all just about a lot of talk. Word needs to get out, because when you really share this with people, most people are on board. They love it. They're excited. There's so many solutions that this offers. And the thing that's in the way is not enough common knowledge about this, because once you get the common knowledge and all the people are on board, then the politics and the money follows it. There's no question about that.